win under our belts and head into the Ulster final. I'll have to look at it again. You know, you got, you know, Michael lives on the edge a wee bit with his tackles. His first tackle caused him a yellow, maybe. Maybe the second one, he looked as though he was going for it, and maybe he was pipped to the post. But listen, I haven't seen it in any shape or form apart from across the field. So, listen, Michael's been an outstanding servant of Donegal football. He's the best manager of a football game on a football field I've ever seen. So, listen, it's unfortunate what happened.
Just how important is getting to the Ulster final for the Tyrone group of players yourselves, and really the people of Tyrone at the minute?
Well, do you know what, Paddy? Of course, like, Tyrone's a deep-rooted tradition, Gaelic football, and it's not lost on Brian or myself when you take on the responsibility that, you know, people want a Tyrone team that represents them well. So that's all we're trying to do in every respect, represent everybody who has soldiered for years. Listen, some of us remember, some of us are living off the glow, maybe, of all Ireland's, but some of us remember it well before that, and it took every contribution from everybody up the way for 100-plus years, so we're just carrying it on for a while here and see where it gets us.
How impressed were you with Monaghan yesterday?
Very. You know, Jukers, they know how to close out the game. Conor McManus was outstanding in that last couple of phases of play. They have a lively, you know, for all the talk of Monaghan aging, they've got a lively set of new boys on the block who are able to run their angles and come at speed and hurt you. So, like, you know, Armagh, it was painful for Armagh, and they thought they had them, but that wee bit of nouse or streetwise got Monaghan over the line. So listen, they're massive opponents in an Ulster final, you know, so we just got to go away now and start that preparation in half an hour's time.
Back in the Ulster final, it's 4 years from Tyrone were in the Ulster final now, Fergal. Like,
yeah.
Your first year as manager, like, it's, you'd be pleased with that fact.
I would, Alan, I would be pleased, but I'm around football too long, and the amount of winters, I think Declan titled the book like it, you know, you just got to go for it this year, full on, because listen, you can sit all winter and say what Tyrone are going to do next year. There's absolutely no guarantees in this game, so you know, now's the time for this group to seize it and get on with an Ulster final.
Does the knockout, like you talk about the old days when the youth boys were all around, does the knockout have, obviously you'd prefer if the qualifiers were there, but does a knockout bring that wee bit of an edge to it that you have to make the most of every opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to win the knockout games really is a fillip. To lose them is just as devastation, as I say. Football devastation, listen, it all is in perspective when we see what happens around us in a public health emergencies and deaths and stuff. And Paddy Hart was another good Tyrone man who was laid to rest yesterday. But so a knockout win certainly fills up a team, and hopefully we built on last week's game against Cavan, today's game, and let's see what happens in 2 weeks' time.
Before Tyrone start to lose the run of themselves,
no.
Would you say that, you know, as a caveat with that, the fact that Murphy wasn't there for long periods, lost two big leaders in the
night? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Orla, that's the reality of it, but there's so much chaotic stuff happens. Of course, I've said Murphy's is a man mountain of a footballer in every respect, and to lose him was a massive blow to Donegal. But we shipped a couple of black cards today too, which left us down to 14 men at times, and the penalty, it shaved the post, the outside of the post. So listen, I could have been sitting the total flip side of the coin here today, but I do know that there's a group of players with ambition, and they've suffered hurt at the hands of Donegal in the past, and I knew somewhere deep down that could be dug out maybe, and we got a bit of that out of them today.